Part 28, Chapter 5. They looked at Johnny with their heavy-lidded eyes. They were very serious now. His Excellency Dries Glotten leaned forward.
"It's a question of clear title. The bank would never have anything to do with a clouded title."
"Never," said Lord Voraz.
"The whole reputation of the bank, indeed the racial reputation of the Salachis, is based on absolute honesty and impeccable legality."
"Always legal. It would be our ruin if we ever did anything illegal. We never bend rules. That's why uncounted quintillions of people trust us."
Johnny was not among those quintillions of people. There was something cold, hard, and horrible here.
"Perhaps you had better explain further. If I am to arrange a meeting for you, I really have to know the background of what will be taken up."
Dries leaned back.
"Ah, well, that's true. Where shall I begin? Well, the point of discovery of this planet is a good place. The 16th universe,"
he continued,
"was the last one to be discovered, possibly less than 20,000 years ago. It was never wholly mapped. The Cyclo-Imperial government introduced probes into it to do further charting, but for a very long time they found nothing new. This planet is part of what might be called a rim star system, way out at the edge of a galaxy. It might have gone overlooked had it not sent out some probes of its own. It gave its exact location, an Imperial probe picked it up, and the rest is history. The Cyclo-Imperial government obtained title, quite valid, on the right of discovery. And this system's title was entered on the books for the first time. That government sold the planet to Intergalactic Mining, which, being short of cash, borrowed the purchase price from the Galactic Bank. All this is very routine, ordinary, and usual. Intergalactic Mining has done this countless times. Such loans are secured by lodging the deed of title of a planet with the Galactic Bank. The interest rate is usually 2 parts in 11, or in non-cyclo arithmetic, roughly 18% per annum. The term was 2,500 years. Intergalactic in the past always paid such loans off smoothly. They knew better than not to. In fact, this was the only planet they had bought in recent times. All the others had been paid off. Such a transaction is called a mortgage. Are you following me so far?"
Johnny was. He had begun to guess what was coming.
"There was a second mortgage also,"
said His Excellency.
"It was to pay for the expenses of military conquest by Intergalactic. But that was a minor matter, and being at a higher interest rate was paid off in only 5 years.
Johnny got it. The Galactic Bank had financed the invasion of Earth. Financed the gas drone. They must have detected that something had changed in his attitude. Lord Voraz said,
"It is just business. The bank tends to banking, and the customers tend to their own affairs. It does not mean the bank was ever hostile to you. Actually, we are not hostile now. This is all just routine, ordinary banking business."
"So, anyway,"
said Dries easily, not bothering to assert his prerogatives,
"the basic mortgage has 1,400 years to run.